More than 4,000 people turned out last night in downtown Washington for a Republican fundraiser. The $2,500 a plate event was for GOP House and Senate candidates. The black tie and cowboy boots affair featured entertainment by country singer Winona Judd, but the star attraction was President Bush, who talked about his accomplishments in office so far, and he urged the crowd to work hard to help Republicans recapture the U.S. Senate in next year's elections. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne reports.
When Bill Clinton was president, he was often criticized by Republicans who called him the fundraiser-in-chief. But President Bush has himself been doing some high-profile fundraising lately, attending two major events in the past week alone. Last Thursday in Alabama, he helped raise more than $1 million for Republican Senator Jeff Sessions, but that was dwarfed by last night's event at the Washington Convention Center. Senator Bill Frist, the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, told the cheering crowd that they originally had a goal of raising $10 million.
I'm proud to announce that we didn't raise just the $10 million. We didn't raise just $11 million or $12 million or $13 million or $14 or $15 or $16 or $17 million. Ladies and gentlemen, with your dedication, with your hard work, with your commitment, tonight has broken all records. We have raised more than $20 million. Thank you. And thank you all.
Of course, it helps when the guest of honor is the sitting president of the United States. The cash raised is all soft money. It isn't earmarked for any specific candidate, but for Republican Party congressional campaign committees. In his speech, the president noted that Republicans have just a slim majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. And he mentioned Senator Trent Lott, who, thanks to the party switch by Jim Jeffords, went from majority leader to minority leader.
I want to thank you all for coming. Make no mistake about it. This dinner has one goal in mind, to make sure Denny Hassert remains the Speaker of the House and to make sure Trent Lott is the Majority Leader of the United States Senate.
The president spoke about how much can be accomplished when elected officials put aside their differences and decide to work together. He often talks of reaching out to Democrats to find common ground. But in his speech last night, he also made it clear that his agenda depends a great deal on having Republicans in leadership positions in both houses of Congress. The program for the event listed dozens of corporations and business organizations as major sponsors, including Walt Disney, General Electric, Ford Motor Company, the Nuclear Energy Institute, and Texaco. The fundraiser also came on a day when Democrats issued a report critical of the Bush administration's ties to giant energy companies. House Democratic Leader Dick Gephardt spoke at a Capitol Hill news conference.
Tonight, the same leaders of the Republican Party hold a huge fundraiser, where they will rake in millions from energy interests and big oil. Just today, my office released a report showing that the collective Republican leadership in Congress has taken over $4 million from big energy in the last decade alone. What America needs is not more fundraisers with special interests, but sensible, realistic solutions to real problems.
Democrats, meanwhile, will counter with a fundraiser of their own tonight. And with the 2002 midterm elections now less than a year and a half away, both parties have launched an aggressive effort to make sure they've got all the financial resources they need to compete in key races that could tip the balance of power in the House and Senate. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.